Tom, we need more HB toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studios here in Alpharetta. I'm Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. Hello, John.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing very good. It's always tough to kind of get back into it on a Tuesday, you know?
Absolutely.
After a long weekend.
Now, you were at the Georgia game.
Yeah, I was.
I saw you tweeting out from the Georgia game. So you saw a couple of Hail Marys back to back, right?
Yeah, there was a kind of a wide range of emotions. Thanks for bringing that up, by the way. I think the wrong team ended up on the winning side of that one.
Yeah, it was that was something else. That was a game for the ages, right?
Yeah, but as our producer Trey said before the show, though, the Falcons came back and won Sunday, so it saved the weekend.
It saved the weekend.
All right, we've got another great show for you. Three wonderful guests here in the studio from the Barter Company. Billy Gazdick is with us. Also, Diane Lasorda from Preferred Administrative Solutions. Dave Bacigalupi from Welcome Mat Services of North Atlanta. But before we get started with that, wanted to let you know that we are broadcasting live from the North Point Executive Suites, where North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need with flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices. You'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. And with that, our first guest here on the show is Billy Gazdick with the Barter Company. Good morning, Billy.
Morning, Mike. Morning, John. Good to see you guys.
Great to see you as well. Tell us all about the Barter Company and what you do.
Well, the Barter Company is a very, very large, obviously, barter exchange that has been doing business here in Atlanta for the last 20 years. We just celebrated our 20-year anniversary. Back in January, did a big black tie event for all of our members. In fact, right down the street at the Metropolitan Club here. But basically, I've been associated with the company for quite a long time. I've been an employee of the company for 6 years now. But I was an actual member of the network for over a decade before I ever became an employee. And we actually had that dynamic a lot in our office where multiple employees that are part of our group were actual members at one time. But essentially what we are is a gigantic network of individuals and mostly business owners who, rather than paying cash money for the things they want or need in their business life, their personal lives, with their kids, with their travels, you name it, they essentially are trading with other members within the group instead of going out and reaching for the wallet and paying cash for the things they want or need in their lives. And that's essentially what we do. We we bring those businesses together in a large network scenario, and then they and we broker the deals and everything like that through our office and things like that. But that's what we're doing, is we're helping people gain new business, conserve their cash flow, and get new referrals simply by trading their goods and services for other things they need.
All right, Billy, so say I'm a CPA, for example, and you have a product that I want, and we're both part of the network here. How does it work?
Well, the way it works is essentially we work off of a broker system. So I have females in my office who, rather than the members reaching out to you as the CPA, let's say, first, it's going to be the broker that contacts you from my office first and says, hey, I've got John Doe here, and he's interested in some of your CPA services. Are you interested in talking to him? So the beauty in it is that you as the CPA get to pick and choose the jobs that you want to take. You don't have to take anything you don't want to take. And literally, you fill in your schedule books according to the openings that you may have. The other beauty in the situation we have is most people think of barter in the biblical sense of you've got corn, I've got wheat, and you and I trade one-on-one. And that's what we call direct trade. We use a method of trading called round robin trading, where if you as the CPA come and do my taxes or do my CPA work, and you have zero interest in what I offer to the network, it doesn't matter because you can simply still do the job for me at whatever your value is. And you turn around and you earn those barter dollars and it goes into your account that works just like a savings account. Now you say, oh, I'd like to go take a vacation, or I need some new advertising for my family or for my business or whatever. And then you go to somebody in the network that has those services to use your barter dollars to get those particular services. So now you're opened up to everybody in the network, not just that one specific perfect match that you have to normally get in direct barter.
Billy, I would take it that technology is a pretty important aspect to your business, because you've explained something that suddenly is complicated. We're not trading corn and wheat anymore. We're actually creating a lot of different parties to particular transactions.
Yeah, so, absolutely. We've got some really cool new technology type things. One of the things, like for instance, that we do with a lot of our retailers, be it we work with 100 restaurants, we work with hotels, we work with dry cleaners and other retail type people. We actually have all of our members carry, it looks like a credit card, but it's like an identification card. And those cards are magnetized just like your credit card would be or whatever. And so when you go to one of these retail places, we actually have a swipe technology that a lot of these businesses have, to where when the transaction is run, instead of having to call in the member having to call in that transaction, it's literally just done through the machine. So we do things like that. We have obviously an app on our telephone to where members, when they drive around and it's like, hey, it's lunchtime, I'm hungry, where can I go eat on barter? They pull up the app on their phone and says, oh, here's four restaurants or five restaurants within the mile radius of whatever they want to go, and they can go to those particular restaurants or whatever. So we're doing a lot of things like that. We even have a new thing that we're actually getting ready to unleash here, where for people that, because we work with a lot of small to medium-sized businesses, they don't always carry insurances, dental insurance, medical insurance. So we're actually coming up with a thing we're calling Barter MD, or whatever you want to call it, of where we're actually going to have a medical card where you can go do your dental work and your medical work and your eye care and all that kind of stuff on barter using your barter card. So we're trying to do as much as we can and keep up with the technology of today. We feel like we do a really good job on that, and we're one of the innovators in our industry as far as that kind of stuff goes.
So I would imagine that you mentioned barter companies have been around 20 years.
Yes.
So that's a pretty important aspect of what you do, because the bigger the network and the more established you are, the more important it is if I'm a member of your organization, right?
Of course. And we run into some things where, barter has been going on, obviously, from the beginning of time. And Atlanta at one time was huge in barter. When I was running the advertising company, which was what I was doing when I was a member of the barter company, Atlanta probably had 10 or 12 different companies that do what we do at one time. We have kind of essentially run all those guys out of town for the most part. There's one or two left, but they're really very minimal. And so that 20-year kind of thing that we're able to say to people really does give us a lot of credence there when we come into people, because they say, okay, these guys aren't fly-by-night guys. These are guys that are going to be here that we know are going to be here, and it really does help our reputation. And we feel like our reputation does stand on its own when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Now, Billy, we're talking with Billy Gazdick with the Barter Company here on North Fulton Business Radio. You have to accrue some trade dollars first before you can start using them. In other words, I can't go to that restaurant. I go on my phone. I see there's a restaurant near me as part of the network. I already got to have some dollars already, in my account. I can't just go there and then figure I'm going to do some work down the line.
Technically, yes. Depending on your industry, yes, you have to have the dollars in your account to be able to go do said things. But like, for instance, if something, an emergency situation happens at your house, let's say, heaven forbid, you walk home today and you walk through the front door and you step into a pile of water and you've got a gigantic, busted pipe in your house. If you're, a restaurant owner, let's say, and you walk through and you have that, and let's say you had 1,000 barter dollars in your account, but that plumbing issue was going to be $1,300. We lend you a little bit of flexibility in there where if things like that happen, you can go out and do that. But technically, yes, the answer to the question is you have to have the barter dollars in your account to be able to go get said services from the group. So it really becomes a dollars in, dollars out type of situation.
How do companies, whether it be myself or somebody else, how do the other members know that I'm there and I want to barter?
Well, obviously our job is to promote you as much as we can. We're promoting you on our website. We have a daily e-news that goes out every single day to every single member via e-news that talks about certain specials we have within the network, new members, you name it. But really, the biggest way is, and we've got a fantastic group of brokers in our office. We call them trade coordinators, brokers, whatever you want to call them. But those gals, basically what they do is they're making direct phone calls and emails to the members who, when they see a new member come in, they say, hey, you know, John, I know you've been looking for this particular type of service or whatever. Are you still interested? And we're doing a lot of the verbal interaction there and personal interaction with the members as well to make sure that we can promote them as much as they want to be promoted. But yeah, I mean, we're promoting them out there in a multitude of ways. I mean, however much they want to be pushed is basically how much we do it. Some guys like to do it a little bit. Some guys are like, bring it to me. You know, I want as much as I can get. So, you know, we'll do whatever they need.
So, Billy, this is largely a business-to-business exchange. What are the most popular categories that you have on the exchange?
There's three kind of biggies. The three that really everybody loves to do. The first thing we always say in barter, and when I'm going out and meeting new customers, is everybody loves to eat out. So restaurants is a huge one, and we have close to 100 restaurants. Travel is another thing. We have travel options all over the world. I mean, I'm talking ski trips, beach trips, cruises, I mean, you know, Super Bowl trips. I mean, we send people to the Masters. I mean, you name it, we do it. I mean, so travel and restaurants are two of the biggies. Another big one is advertising. We all know how expensive it is to advertise, be it running a billboard, be it running direct mail, be it radio, be it newspaper, whatever it may happen to be. And if you're a small to medium-sized business owner and you're having to try to get your name out there in whatever way you can, barter is a beautiful way to do it because now essentially I'm trading, you know, to go get some advertising that in most cases is really, truly expensive and can be beyond my means. And this is a great way for me to go get those kind of things. So those are the kind of biggies. But frankly, we have essentially any kind of, you know, business services or whatever you want. I mean, there's really almost no things that we don't have within the group with the exception of bankers and insurance companies.
Okay. Now you've got my curiosity up. What are some of the unusual items that you have that we may not we may be surprised when we see them?
Well, I mean, you can pretty much do anything with your house. Like for instance, people put new roofs and gutters on their house. We have people that will put in elaborate lighting systems and do things like, alarm systems in their homes. You know, people will get things for their children. Like, for instance, one of the things that I had done in the past was I had my son's braces put on his teeth on barter. I also had his wisdom teeth surgery done about a year and a half ago, done through one of the oral surgeons. We have a very prominent LASIK eye surgeon, and he's one of the most prominent in the entire country. And he's one of the members, and he does LASIK eye surgery on barter. So, I mean, literally, there's not a whole lot of stuff that you can't, you know, get that's out there. It's really, really neat. I mean, you'll see some things that you'll be like, sometimes members will be like, wow, you really have that kind of stuff? And we're like, yeah. And that's what we're here to do is basically get your brain to get trained to think that when you need something in your life, let's think barter first and rather than reach for our wallet first. And that's kind of what we're there. So.
Geographically, is it just the North Atlanta, North Fulton area, or how wide does this spread?
I mean, frankly, we are technically a Southeast regionally based company, but most of our members are here in the metro Atlanta area. I mean, we're all over the metro. I mean, and of course, in all the major, you know, the major areas, Cobb, Gwinnett, Fulton, you know, all those kind of things in town. But we can really go anywhere. But the barter company itself actually has a satellite office, in the Destin, Panama City area. We had one over in Columbia, South Carolina. But my boss, Rick, is since on the board of directors of the National Barter Association. So there are barter companies all over the country. And we actually are partners with some of these people where we can get things from them. They get things from us. So really, we technically have a national pull. But most of our members, I would say 90-95% of our members are here in the metro Atlanta area. And we're close to 2,700-ish, you know, type of members. You know, we're pushing 3,000 members, wow, you know, in the group. So, I mean, it's large. I mean, we've really done, you know, a nice job over the last 20 years trying to pump this thing up.
Well, our audience is business executives, business leaders, business owners. So who are you looking for? Anybody and everybody?
Yeah. Like I said, with the exception of, we don't work with banks, we don't work with insurance companies, and we don't work with like the 401k financial planner kind of guys of the world because they're too regulated. They don't necessarily have anything to trade per se. But from that point, I mean, if you're a business owner, small, medium, large, it doesn't matter. We work with mostly small to medium-sized business guys. We do have a couple of biggies. We work with Ackerman Security. We work with the Atlanta Hawks. We work with, you know, Six Flags, you know, things like that. But for the most part, it's small to medium-sized business guys who we work with. But we actually do have some individuals who will do it as well. So as long as you have something to trade per se, if you're an individual, and let's say that you have a rental property down in the Destin, Panama City area, and you're only there once out of every, you know, 4 weeks in a month, Well, if it's just sitting empty for the other 3 weeks, you can call us and say, hey, listen, I want to offer this up to the network. And even though you're not a business per se, you can still trade your rental property to earn barter dollars to go get ABC within the network. So it really can be anybody and everybody. I mean, we're looking for people who are looking for new business. That's what we're here to do, is to drive new business your way that otherwise you would probably not have access to, you know, in the regular traditional cash world.
Wow. Great stuff. Yeah. Billy, for those who would like to find out more, give us the website, any other contact information you'd like to share.
Yeah, it's our website is very easy. It's www.barterco.com. There's a lot of good information on there. You know, we're based up in Kennesaw, but you know, we're all over the area. I work mostly here in the North Fulton area and do things like that, but that's the easiest way to get to us. And then normally it's just me and some of the other reps come out and talk to you and, you know, kind of go from there.
Great. Billy, thanks for coming by and sharing that. Yeah,
thanks, guys. Appreciate you letting me have this opportunity to talk to you.
Billy Gazdick with the Barter Company here on North Fulton Business Radio.
So, Mike, let's get into a Roswell Infinity right now. They're one of the best and original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at roswellinfinity.com. Or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
You think they might barter? Would Roswell Infinity barter?
I don't know.
Do car dealerships barter?
Not the dealerships, but the actual repairs and those kind of things that they do. But to be honest with you, we actually have people that have sold and bought cars within the network. Cars, boats, I mean, you name it. We've actually had people that buy that kind of stuff. With
houses?
Yep. Well, my old boss actually sold a house that he had on barter.
Very interesting.
So, yep.
Very interesting. Yep. All right, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio from Preferred Administrative Solutions, it's Diane Lasorda. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Mike.
Good to see you. I always thought you worked for Alpharetta Business Association because we met at an ABA event. That's a good thing because it shows that you're doing your job, but you actually work for a lot of people in that capacity. Talk about what you do.
I am a virtual assistant. So I provide administrative secretarial services to groups, small business owners, individuals, and I do it through the World Wide Web. Phone and email. It's a new concept. It's only been around about 15 years, I guess. Most virtual assistants that you'll find support speakers, book writers, authors, that type of thing. So, yeah.
So, Diane, why did you decide to start your business?
Well, I was working in the corporate world been in the corporate world about 30 years, and a former executive showed me an article from Time Magazine about virtual assistants and said, this is something you should look into. At the time, my daughter was very young, and I wanted to be home with her when she got off the bus, and I said, that might be the right way to go for me, and I can do it anywhere. So we opened the business with a little bit of savings, and it's history from there.
What is it that you can do for that business person that says, I don't think I need a virtual assistant? Explain why you're so valuable.
Most business people need to be out marketing and selling their business, not sitting in an office working on their books or sending emails or follow-ups or setting appointments, things along that line. So I always say, you go out and sell and market and do what you do and let me be in the background helping to support you, your business, and making those follow-up calls, the emails, developing your databases, working on your books, paying your bills, so that you could be out in front of the people.
How does it work as far as fees, or are you paid a salary? How do you have that relationship with the client?
What I do is I usually sit with the client and say, what type of services are you looking for? So some people may just need a project done. So then that's based on a project cost. If you need somebody on a regular basis, I usually work out a retainer fee with them. If it's something that they just need once in a while, once a quarter, then I do it on an hourly basis. So for example, I have a gentleman and he calls me once a quarter to come over and balance his checkbook. So I go over there and I spend 3 hours balancing his checkbook and he writes me a check and I'll see him the next quarter. So it works out great for him because it's a task that he doesn't want to deal with. I'm there to help him out, and I make a little money doing it.
You've got to be a very unique person, I'm thinking, John, to do mm-hmm. this kind of job, because technically you have, if you have 30 clients, you have 30 bosses
correct.
That you have to answer for.
Yes. Well,
oh my God.
Yep.
Well, in the corporate world, I was always the executive assistant. So I always worked for the president, the vice president, vice president of human resources, the vice president of finance, the vice president for development. So I always was dealing with 7 or 8 people at one time. So it was kind of a natural transition for me.
So if I'm a business owner, how do I get started with you? Because I think there may be some business owners have a perception that it's either all or none, right? And you, what you've described are a couple of situations in which a business owner can maybe stick a toe in the water and expand a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, I guess I can use John. So John started working with me and he just asked me to do a couple small tasks for him. And then over time, our relationship grew stronger and the trust grew and he started giving me more responsibilities. A lot of times business owners are just afraid to hand off that project because they feel like if they could do it themselves, but once they get rid of it, then they realize that they didn't want to do it after all. So, it's just a way to build trust with the person that you're going to be working with.
You know, I think she brought me up, Mike, because if somebody out there listening figures, if she can work with John, she can work with anybody. So whatever my problem is, it can't be just so great for her to deal with, right?
I have to do a show with John every week. Diane, I feel your pain. I know what it's like having to work with the guy. On your information, we just kid folks. On your information sheet here, it asks about a CPS and a CPVA. What do those terms mean? CPS and CPVA.
So those are certifications that I've received that I think are very important, especially when I'm talking to a new client, to know that, you know, I'm just not a secretary or I'm just not somebody that can type 100 words a minute, but I'm actually certified to in my skill. So a CPS is a certified professional secretary, and it was a 2-day examination that I took a long time ago. But I will say, and I'm not embarrassed to say, is it took me 3 times to pass that exam. So it was very difficult. It was accounting, human resources, psychology, legal, all the types of things that you would need to know working in an office. Then the CPVA is a certified professional virtual assistant. So when I started down this road of being a virtual assistant, I found a group called Assist You, and it was a 16-week course, and it was anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a week on a conference call or some kind of workshop. And she didn't teach us or train us our skills. What she trained us how to do was how to be in business, like how to write a contract, how to attract customers, how to run a business and a family and, you know, and keep your head above water type thing. And she taught us how to find an accountant, find an attorney, how, you know, what do you need to do to be in business? So I'm very proud of those certifications. Again, not a lot of secretaries, if you will, have those certifications. So it's something that, you know, I think is important when you're talking to a new customer.
So you also do some event planning.
Yes.
And you also, Mike mentioned the Alpharetta Business Association, but you work with some other associations as well and have in the past. So why don't you talk about that aspect of your practice?
One thing I've been very fortunate is referral business. And so it seems that nonprofits like me. So I do work for a business association. I do work for 2 staffing associations, 1 in Georgia, 1 in Florida. I work for a healthcare association and I work for a community foundation in addition to some small business owners. So, you know, I think the nonprofit world is fun for me because it gives me the opportunity to use my skills, plus be in the public, plus do the event planning that I love to do, and bring people together as you are doing on this show.
We're talking with Diane Lasorda with Preferred Administrative Solutions here on North Fulton Business Radio. You know, it's amazing with technology, and Billy brought up technology earlier with, you know, you can have a virtual office.
Yep.
Now you can have a virtual assistant. Mm-hmm. If I could figure out how to get a virtual job and just be on the beach 24 hours, I'll be sitting pretty.
That's right.
All right. Well, Diane, for those that would like to maybe look into your services, where can they find out more information about you and your company?
You can find me on LinkedIn or you can call me. My number is 678-898-4645. Most of my business has been through referrals, so I don't have a website at this time, but you can find me on LinkedIn if you're looking.
Okay. Cool. And the name again, Diane Lasorda. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Mike, let's talk about Ferratech, because Ferratech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit ferratech.com. That's ferratech.com.
John, we've already established that Diane is a virtual assistant for you. So why don't you just have her read that for you?
You keep trying to get me replaced. See, we have guests that every time I get these guests, you fall in love with them.
I'm trying to make you more efficient.
I think, you know, you're going to pass the pink slip on me here any day.
You've been hanging around Steve and Julian way too much. All right, our third and final guest here on the program comes to us from Welcome Mat Services of North Atlanta. Dave Bacigalupi is the owner and operator. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for having me on the show. Thanks, John. And I also want to thank you and Radio X for this great platform for local businesses to have their voices heard. Thank you very much.
Sure. That. Please share the word and send absolutely. Everybody our way. We'd love to help get the word out about what they do.
Suck up to us at any time. we appreciate that.
Nothing against
Dave.
Billy or Diane, but I just found my favorite guest of the show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Suck up to the host.
No kidding. You're in
good we'll talk to you for now 20 minutes, okay? You get extra double time.
20 minutes, okay.
Let's see. We talk about Welcome Mat Services of North Atlanta and what you do.
Well, Welcome Mat Services is a marketing strategies and technology company, and we mail out gift certificates to new families that have recently changed their address. And we do this in the effort to connect those families with local businesses and develop long-term loyal customers for those businesses. Welcome Mat was founded back in 2003 by a husband and wife team, Brian and Michelle Mattingly. And since then, it has gone nationwide. It's a nationwide service. You know, there's over 60 franchises throughout the nation at this point. Welcome Mat represents hundreds of businesses across the United States, you know, bringing them long-term loyal customers, clients, patients, you know, whatever that type of business, you know, they're looking for. And the name Welcome Mat now is being known more and more throughout the country. People are actually looking for these gift certificates or these packages when they move into their new home, because they know they're filled with no strings attached gifts from local businesses.
It's almost worth moving just to get the Welcome Mat package.
I think so. But we get a lot of things in the mail, Dave. So why new households versus some of the other mailings that are out there that businesses could take advantage of?
Well, on average, since World War II, 17 to 20% of the population moves every single year. The current rate's a little lower than that, but it's still 40 to 50 million people moving each year. These families spend more on average in their first 6 months than other families spend in 3 years. That's about $170 billion worth of business nationwide. In North Fulton, in my territory, there are over 2,200 new movers on average every single month. The new movers are five times more likely to be converted into long-term loyal customers. They spend an average of $7,100 per family, per household, you know, to fix up their house, you know, put new services, new, you know, they need electricians, plumbers, doctors, dentists, all these things. So if you think about the last time that you moved, the services that you need when you moved in, and these people don't have a relationship with any businesses when they move in.
Yeah, so you hit on a great point. So you're hitting that consumer when they really haven't gotten their established trading patterns set, right? I mean, they're maybe they haven't gotten their favorite pizza place, or they haven't gotten their dentist lined up, or what have you. You're really hitting them when they're in a decision-making mode.
Correct. And, you know, I mean, you think about it. Everybody has a favorite pizza place. So a pizzeria, a pizza owner, you know, will have to spend a lot of money to convert you who have, you know, someone who has a pizza place over to them through discounts, giveaways, and things like that. And they say, you know, you have to touch them four or five times or even more before they become loyal to you. Well, these families that I'm introducing them to, it's very specific, very targeted, and it's only new movers. They do not have that pizzeria or doctors or dentists, auto repair places, hair salons. So they are very likely. I mean, you reach out with a gift. A gift is very powerful. So you put a gift in the hands of one of these new movers, you got a friend.
You got them. You're with Welcome Mat Services of North Atlanta. You're the owner and operator of that franchise. You could have chosen maybe another company to do similar services. Why Welcome Mat?
There's two big reasons that I chose Welcome Mat. I looked at other franchises, but when I went through the interview process for Welcome Mat Services, my background, I in my career, I've worked for two big corporations. I've owned two smaller businesses. I also worked for a very successful small business, a vending company up in New Jersey. So my background is small business. So when I walked into this interview, you know, they started talking about how we're going to help these small businesses. And I'd be working with small businesses. And I loved doing that. That really appealed to me. But it was the second thing that really got me and really sold me on Welcome Mat. And that's the fact that, you know, we are reaching out to new families that are going through a very stressful time in their life. It's a major transition. I mean, they're getting married. They're going off to school. They're getting divorced. Whatever the reason is, it's a very stressful time to go through a move. And we're sending out thousands of gifts to these families, welcome them to the neighborhood, and really, truly helping these families. For me, I found my noble purpose in life. This is a great thing and a great feeling. The third week of every month, when those mailers go out, I feel it. I feel good.
So, Dave, talk about the business owners and the businesses that are good fits for you, the kind of businesses that get good results out of the service you offer.
Restaurants do great. I mean, a pizzeria, they just do. I mean, who is going to get a free pizza? But, you know, it really, you know, it depends on the offer. If a restaurant's giving out a free entree or something like that, it really drives those people in. But it gives that restaurant an opportunity to show off their place. So that's very good. A car wash, believe it or not, does tremendous with our services. People get dirty cars, I guess, when they move. But hair salons, nail salons, auto repair places do very well. So those are the type of business. You think, like I said, when you move, what businesses did you need? Who did you need to be connected to? Doctors, dentists, pediatricians. I mean, the list goes on and on.
So maybe talk about one or two of your success stories that you, businesses you've worked with and some of the results that you've achieved for them.
A local business, local car wash that's doing very well, Mammoth Car Wash. They do fantastic with my program. Recently, the owner did a testimonial for me, which you can see on my Facebook page. But he's doing over 11% average return, and he's just doing phenomenal. And he speaks very highly of Welcome Mat because of what's coming through the door, the quality of people, and the fact that he can maintain those customers. And a pizzeria, the same thing. A local pizzeria is just doing 11, 12% average return, and they love the people that are coming in.
Now, because you can quote statistics like that, 11, 12% return, I mean, you mentioned that you're alluding to something I think is important for people to understand, is that consumers come walking in the door with a coupon or a flyer that came in a Welcome Mat package. So they know, the business owner knows where that business is coming from. They know exactly where it's coming from. So it's much easier to measure the return they're getting off the investment with you, right?
Yes, very much so. Now we use, on those gift certificates that we send out each month, there's a QR code on there. And that tells us who that person is, where they live. You know, we get some simple demographics, average age, average income. When those gift certificates come back in and are mailed back to us, we take those and we gather that information and we share it with the local businesses so they can utilize that to, you know, reach out to these people on their own, develop their own database of new families that have recently moved. We also use that information to send out automatic thank you cards from the business. So not only can they, you know, when to walk up to that person, when they sit down at the restaurant and say, welcome to the neighborhood. Where'd you come from? You know, where'd you move from? You know, and get develop a relationship. But then we have that second touch that automatically goes out. Another big key component, we offer exclusivity to our clients. If they want to be the only pizzeria in there, and that's big for a pizzeria. I mean, other direct mail, you open it up, you'll see four or five different, you know, business, similar business types in there, where we only put one of each business type in our packages.
All the mentions of pizza now, getting kind of hungry for lunch.
I know it.
But no, that's huge. So obviously for a business that would like to find out more about your services and maybe be in some of these packets, give us any website, any contact information that you'd like to share.
The best way to reach me would be through the corporate webpage. That's welcomematservices.com. And on there, you can just search for Welcome Mat North Atlanta, or it's, like I said, it's a nationwide business. You can search for any area in the United States. Also, my Facebook page would be another great place to reach out to me. That's Welcome Mat North Atlanta. That's the two best ways to reach me.
Dave Bacigalupi with Welcome Mat Services of North Atlanta. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
All right. And also a big thank you to Diane Lasorda for joining us with Preferred Administrative Services and Billy Gazdick with The Barter Company here on North Fulton Business Radio. Quick reminder that Apex Signs and Graphics provides unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide as well as customers right here in North Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth and Gwinnett counties. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com. And of course, they did the big old graphic wall mural for Roswell Infinity here in the studio.
It's looking good still.
Always looking good. Again, a thank you to our guests for joining us. A reminder, you can listen to this show or any of our North Fulton Business Radio X shows anytime 24/7 by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Also, we have a Facebook page and you can follow us on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. John, any parting words?
I'm thinking pizza. You know, Dave keeps bringing up pizzas, and I'm thinking pizza right now.
So I know.
So that's the problem with doing this show around lunchtime.
Yeah, we've got pizza on the brain. So let's end the show and go have some lunch. For everybody here, including our producer, Trey Oda, my Mike Salmon, and for John Ray, we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.